You're listening to Startup Nation Radio on News Talk 760 WJR. Here's Jeff Sloan.
All right, welcome back to Startup Nation. Now shifting our focus to something that's really critical when it comes to startup or small business success is the quality of the people that you have on your team. As Bo Schembechler once said, the team, the team, the team. And it really is all about that. You can have the greatest idea in the world, but if you don't have the team to execute it and make it happen, likely isn't going to happen. We've got Greg Packer, our Startup Nation expert on all things HR. Greg, you're president of Access Point, offering these HR services. Welcome, Startup Nation Radio.
Thanks, Jeff. Yeah. It's great to be back.
Good to have you on again. And Greg, did I say that right? You got to have a great team if you're going to make a business work.
Talent wins.
Talent wins.
You see it more in sports than anywhere else, but you know, the best coaches usually have the best talent.
That's it. Talent wins. That's the right way to say it. So finding the right talent, hiring the right talent, retaining the right talent is the trick. Let's focus on the hiring and the retention, the kinds of things that you can offer to compel someone to come on board, you know, in the way of benefits, for example, and then those benefits also to help retain those employees.
In today's world, Jeff, it's really more about the whole employment experience, you know, creating the best, you know, a world-class experience for your employees as an employer. And typically, you know, companies of any size can compete on the wage component of the employment package, but it's benefits, the experience, and, you know, the uniqueness of things. You know, we all hear stories about, you know, the different internet companies, you know, Microsoft and others that provide these fabulous experiences, and those make a difference, especially to this generation.
Yeah, especially to this generation. That's a point well said. You know, all the reading that I do tells me that some people even trade off some salary in order to get some of the benefits that go along with, you know, a job, whether it be a great company culture, a worthy company to work for, some mission of the company that you associate with, or the benefits. And benefits, you know, they come in all shapes and sizes, right? Understanding what benefits to offer, what benefits are attractive to your employee base, and then being able to afford them and, you know, and offer them to your employees, especially if you're a small business. That's the trick. Let's talk about benefits as part of the equation. What are some of the things that you should consider as, a, you know, in particular as a relatively small business, but for any business, benefits, what are they?
Well, you have the basics of, you know, medical insurance, life insurance, and then dental, vision, you know, long insurance, disability, those types of things. But you also have, you know, PTO, you know, paid time off policies, maternity leave policies, pet insurance. I mean, there's a multitude of different things. And I think that, you know, typically smaller startup businesses especially are challenged because a lot of times you have to have at least five employees or X number of employees to even entertain some of those things.
Right.
And it's hard to get talent from a larger company that has an established benefits package when you're a startup organization.
Hard to compete that way.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So a company like yours, what you guys do is I understand it and help us understand this specifically. You guys are able to acquire a policy and then offer participation in that policy to your client, small businesses or businesses, so that they get the efficiency, the cost efficiency, you know, and everything else that goes with it, right? Is that the way it works?
Yeah, we're able to aggregate our clients together to create a large pool, and then we buy benefits as a large employer. So we get primarily a more robust relationship with the carrier. So we're able to draft the policy and manage the risks and things associated with it and end up with a more cost-effective and typically a better benefit offering for our clients.
So tell us how it works. If I'm a business and I want to take advantage of a program like that, how do I work with a company like yours? How does that work? Am I coming in, am I looking at an a la carte menu and I'm picking one-off things that might work for me? Or am I coming in and getting a suite of engagement opportunities with your company that'll help my company achieve these objectives?
Sort of a combination of both. You know, we have a suite of services and benefit offerings, and we work with our clients to customize what best works for them to meet their needs and create the best overall employment experience. A lot of times the employment experience just starts with, you know, the onboarding process. Is it simple and easy, or is it half a dozen pieces of paper that they put their name on 15 times? So, you know, we are really focused on making the best employment experience from the, you know, day one of that employment situation.
And so what would you, if we were to break it down from the blocking and tackling, the must-haves, to kind of prioritizing what you think are some of the other things for people to consider, let's first talk about the must-haves. I'm a business today. I want to attract the best talent and retain the best talent. What really, in your view, must I have in order to do that from a benefit standpoint?
You have to have a basic health plan. You know, with Obamacare, people under 26 are sticking around on their parents' plans, but once you're over 26, you're going into the exchange is a mess. So you have to have a health insurance plan, probably really should have a life insurance plan, because if something bad happens, typically the family looks to the employer. And I always recommend disability coverage. And then a nice to have is a 401k. People are more focused on that. And those are all things that, at least through our channel, are fairly easy to deliver to a smaller startup company. And that really puts you on much more of a level playing field with a larger employer where you're trying to attract talent from.
How is the work from home, you know, this post-COVID era, hopefully post-COVID, how has that changed your business, you know, and what you do and what you recommend to companies?
Well, it's changed our business. I mean, it's changed the whole landscape of the employment experience, because people have found ways to be productive and effective working remotely, and they want to continue doing that. They want to at least have that as an option. And employers have adapted to bringing in talent from all different areas. So you've got people that are now working, you know, 1 or 2 days remotely, sometimes 5 days remotely. And so it's caused the requirement of expanding a benefit plan. A lot of benefit plans are very regionally based. So, you know, you might have a plan that's really, really good for Metro Detroit, but now all of a sudden you have a controller that lives in Traverse City, and your HAP medical plan doesn't have any doctors in Traverse City, or someone who lives in Chicago or New York, and you have a regional health plan. So you have to adapt and take that into consideration and be able to handle all of the compliance responsibilities remotely.
That's helpful. Greg, in particular for small businesses that want to use your services, you guys offer programs, you know, specifically tailored to them?
Absolutely. We actually just this year, first of all, we launched a partnership with WeWork to help reinforce our commitment and focus on the startup community. And as you know, I've been pretty involved in the startup community in Metro Detroit
for sure.
With a lot of folks. And you know, we're committed to that. So we actually have launched a program now where for startups with as low as one employee, we'll provide a very robust benefits package, our full HRIT platform. All they need is some sort of outside investment that shows that they're committed to growth, because we don't want to end up with a bunch of one-employee clients. It's not very cost-effective.
Right, right. Okay, great. So that's a great thing. I mean, I think a lot of times small businesses get intimidated to go to a service like yours, because they do think it's tailored only for and specifically for bigger businesses, larger corporations. But in fact, you guys have this unique program for startup businesses, and that's good to hear. It's great. Greg, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, for being on. We appreciate it. All right, that wraps it up for this edition of Startup Nation Radio. We'll be back, as always, next week with another great edition of Startup Nation Radio.
The preceding program was furnished by Startup Nation Media Group.